Songs in the Night for April 3rd. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. When we see a noble example like that of our Lord, who is rich in everything, and who gave all, we rejoice in it, and realize that as his sacrifice was so great, his reward also is proportionately great. When we see the noble example of the Apostle Paul, who, possessing some considerable wealth of ability, talent, and influence, and possibly of financial means also, laid these all a willing, a glad sacrifice at the feet of the Lord, laying them all down with joy in God's service, in the service of the truth, in the service of the brethren, it causes our hearts to rejoice, and we feel sure that one so rich, and who spent his riches so faithfully, will be one to shine very brightly in the kingdom when it is set up and manifested. And so, undoubtedly, it will be with all the royal priesthood, in proportion as they have sacrificed their possessions. Those who joyfully endure for the Lord's sake, the truth's sake, the greatest shame, the greatest ignominy, the greatest trials, the greatest persecutions in this present life, and thus have experiences most like those of the Master and Pattern, we may be sure will, in proportion to their faithfulness manifested in such sacrifices, have a future great reward, as the Apostle has declared, "Star differeth from star in glory." Zion's Watchtower, 1901, page 55, hymn 277. The text again, "The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it." Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22.